Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, your empowerment coach and host, and today we have a wonderful show for you. So if you will, just sit back, relax, let it all come in, begin the process of empowerment and working on yourself today. As we begin to look at ourselves, begin to practice doing the things that we know we need to do to work on and change, as we begin to plant the seeds, tilling that fertile ground, planting the seeds of change within our mind, making a commitment to do that every day, making every day the best day that it can be. As we begin with the Empowerment Pledge, as always, that pledge is, I will work on myself. If you could start your day working on yourself, working on your mind, working on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pain, if you will, with support and assistance, just strive to develop the tools of personal empowerment to make you a better person. Every day. Welcome growth within yourself. And just acknowledge to yourself, not to others, but just to yourself, that you're becoming better every day, one day at a time. Just take one day at a time. Every day, start your day with gratitude. Start your day being thankful for something. Start your day with empowerment within yourself by beginning to humble yourself, becoming thankful for your life. You can do that. Every day will be a lovely day. Next, if you would just practice forgiveness, finding something to forgive yourself for. Forgive someone else. Let it go. Make a pledge, a commitment today to work on yourself to become the best person that you can be today and every day. And that's the empowerment work. That's the empowerment process. Take time every day to do the work of working on yourself. And you got it. It's a process of growth and development, and it's doing the work. So today we're going to do some tilling. We're going to begin to make a change in our lives. And we'll do that by understanding what it is that commitment requires from us. And if we will begin to practice understanding what commitment is, and I'll begin to add in to the content of the Empowerment 365 as one of the concepts, commitment. Commitment is a promise. Commitment is a promise to do. If you will make a promise to yourself, promise to do, promise to finish, promise to achieve, commitment is that promise to see it through to completion. Are you ready and willing to finish, to make it to the finish line, to do the things necessary, to follow it through, to see your goal, and follow it all the way through to completion? Commitment is not only the words. Commitment is your energy. Commitment is mental. Commitment is your thought. Can you make a commitment to utilizing your energy and using your mind and using your thought and your thinking to transform your life and to become a better person? Commitment is the mental thought, the action and activity that exists behind the words. And you all know people. It's always talking about what they're going to do. But there's a difference between talking and there's a difference in doing. So can you make that mental thought, emotion, and feeling a part of your everyday life, a part of your change? And as we till the ground, mental soil that you work within to plant the seeds of change and commitment, can you transform these seeds and these thoughts into consistent mental thought and action? And this action is beyond the words. It's behind the word. And this commitment speaks to your inner intentions. speaks to your inner will. It speaks to your inner drive. It speaks to the person within. It speaks to you, the individual within. It speaks to your inner self. The commitment becomes a consistent, daily, regular routine. It becomes a regular part of your life, of your everyday life. It makes you who you are. And can you make a commitment to yourself to become the best person that you can be? So today, make a commitment with your mind. Till the ground. The seeds of positive thoughts. And determine positive emotions. And commit to a positive feeling, a positive action that allows you to have control over yourself. Can you stare yourself in the eye today? Can you look at yourself and say, I'm ready to change. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready and willing to work on myself. Can you look at your eye? And can you look at yourself today, the you within, and say no to your impulses? Can you say no to your urges? Can you say no to your old ways? And can you make an unyielding commitment today to turn away from the old self, the old way, and become unyielding, relentless, demonstrating the courage and strength that you need to become the best person that you can be? Can you change yourself today? Can you work on yourself? Can you make a commitment to apply consistent effort to work on you today and every day? Can you practice becoming? Can you practice reaching that goal? Can you know within your heart that it's doable? Can you direct your thoughts toward the things that you know you need to work on and change? It's that simple. Can you work on change yourself or simply trying to do the things that you know you need to do every day? That's personal empowerment. So as you continue to express gratitude, put forth effort to become thankful for your life, your health, your mind, in your body, can you simply try today to create and establish a new mindset that includes commitment? As we till the ground and make a new commitment, a new covenant, a new mindset, practicing forgiveness, empowering yourself to become humble, to create the balance within your life, simply trying to focus on your goals, focus on yourself, to simply try to develop that faith in yourself, putting forth the effort to work on you, to change those things that you know you need to change within your life. Working on the individual within is similar to having a garden. Your empowerment begins with tilling that fertile ground, planting seeds within. Can you simply try to work on your garden, work on yourself, work on your mind, work on your ways, work on your habits, work on your feelings, your moods, your emotions, your addictions? Can you simply try today to till the ground and plant new seeds of personal empowerment? And make this day and every day going forward the best day that you can. Can you begin to practice utilizing those tools of change, utilizing those tools of personal empowerment to become the best person that you can be? It is within this process of empowerment, this practice that's equivalent to nurturing the seeds that you plant with water and light. You've got to give it what it needs. Can you give yourself the water, the light, and that fertile ground that you need to grow? Can you expose yourself to daily effort, planting your seeds, giving them everything that they need to grow? Can you grow yourself today? And the way that you can grow yourself is through your daily effort, your daily practice. This daily practice of empowerment provides the nutrients that kills the weeds that have grown inside of you and your mind and your heart for so long. You know that when you remove that old stuff, those old ways, you have to replace it with something new, something positive, and something good. Can you till the ground today? Can you remove the weeds that have grown in your mind and your heart for so long? Plant new seed and fertile ground that will surely grow within your heart and mind. From your simple thoughts and your simple efforts, the seeds of greatness, the potential seeds that you have that you've been purposed with, will begin to grow and blossom and develop. You will begin to grow into that special, unique person that you were born to be. Challenging yourself today to utilize your natural gifts, your natural talents, and your abilities. Can you look at yourself today and make a commitment to simply trying to continue the work on yourself and grow, changing, and becoming that person you were born to be? Plant the seeds of greatness today within your heart and mind. Find your purpose. Develop your talents. Develop your gifts. And continue to simply try. Just simply try to work on yourself. And you'll have it. And soon, your gifts and your talents and abilities will blossom into the visible world, where people will begin to see your growth, and begin to see your change, and begin to see the you within, on the outside. And all you have to do is begin to put forth the effort every day to simply empower yourself. Do the work of working on yourself just today. Make a commitment. Make a commitment to change. Make a commitment to growth. Making a commitment right now to becoming the best person that you can be. Commitment is, once again, it is a promise. Can you begin with the promise to just do? Make a commitment to finish the task. Finishing the task ahead. Growing yourself. Pulling those weeds of negativity, of the past, of hurt, pain, beginning a new way, working on yourself. This, my friend, has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation, personal empowerment just for you. Begin to work on yourself. Become the best person that you can be today and every day. Join me on the web, www.empowerment.weebly.com. For more empowerment information, go out there and learn something. Practice working on yourself. Decide you're going to do something new and different today. Become the best person that you can be today and every day. The empowerment works. You have to simply try to practice becoming. I guarantee you, if you plant the seeds and put it in fertile ground, and you do the work of nurturing yourself, planting the seeds, giving it the sunshine it needs and the water, you too will become the best person that you can be. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Here is that rainbow.
know why.